A couple of big banks are so eager to take over a failed one that they've gone to courts to see who gets to do it. Yesterday, Wells Fargo won at least a temporary victory in its competition with Citigroup over Wachovia. Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
It's a complicated triangle. One bank, two suitors, and a government matchmaker. Wachovia is in bad shape and last week agreed to sell off part of itself to Citigroup for about $2 billion. The federal bank insurer, the FDIC, agreed to back the deal with cash. Then Wells Fargo stepped in and offered seven times as much for all of Wachovia without government money. John Carasone heads the Bank Analysis Center. He says the FDIC is in a tricky spot. It did, after all, agree to the first Citigroup deal.
But on the other hand, the new dancing partner, you know, doesn't need their help and isn't going to hurt their insurance fund.
And that should eventually tip the tussle to Wells Fargo, expects Gerard Cassidy. He's an analyst for RBC Capital Markets.
Citigroup has a tough fight in front of it. The better deal for the Wachovia shareholders is the Wells Fargo transaction. It's also the better deal for the U.S. government.
That is, as long as federal regulators believe Wells Fargo can really raise the billions to buy Wachovia outright. However, both analysts expect the merger partner to be settled soon. The last thing weak Wachovia needs is a long legal tug of war. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.